what was involved in sort of the interior process of acting and taking a legendary character like Little John and investing him with a modern filmic humanity?
Well, it was, you know, first off, I had auditioned quite a while ago, and I auditioned in June of the previous year on tape for Ridley doing a completely different accent, and then I found out that I was his first choice. And once I found out about that, then I became very, very committed to it, even though I didn't get an offer right away. And I was told that he was going to be in Scotland, so I packed my bag, went to Scotland, and traveled around Scotland trying to find which exact dialect I wanted to do for him, and kind of get a much better sense of the Scottish people. So I was in Scotland for almost 2 months, and finally found what I had been looking for, and got the offer for the movie, I guess, about 3 months after that. And then we were off in full motion to tackle these great historical, you know, legendary characters.
So what sort of Scottish accent did you give Little John?
Well, I spent a lot of time in Glasgow. I really liked the sound. I liked the harshness to it. It felt right for him. I couldn't do it an exact Glaswegian accent because of the accent in the 12th century was, you know, there are certain things that they did, certain consonants that weren't used whatsoever in the accent. So I basically did a Glaswegian accent, but then pulling out what we call glottals on certain words, and mostly I think people would think I was from Glasgow.
Okay. So I understand the Little John in this film is perhaps getting a little more back to the ballots, and that he's quite a clever Little John. I understand you're an engineer in the film.
Yeah, he's a head engineer in Richard's army. From the research that I had done, I didn't watch any of the movies that find him, because I kind of, you know, had a sense that, you know, the feeling that I got, I mean, I guess any of us in this century would have watched the TV shows or the you know, any of the film incarnations, you know, that they kind of suggest that he was, kind of a little bit rotund and a big jolly, maybe not the smartest fella, and from the reading I had done, I just got a different sense, and Russell and I had a conversation about it, because I said, well, should I put on some weight and, you know, be jollier looking? And we had both decided that he should be a leader of men, and he should live up to his reputation as being the man of the force. And so, you know, we lifted a lot of weight and ate properly, and I became very, really obsessed with my war staff, and